Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Check it out. We're ready to go.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, folks. It is the Patriot Nation Radio Show. It is Monday, November 12th. We are actually observing Veterans Day today, so we will be doing an honor to our veterans. We'll play a couple of songs and we'll honor those who served in our great military, the ones that make it possible for me to have a show and speak my mind as an American citizen. Thank you all so much for your service and your sacrifice to our great country. So please, again, if you're there in the live feed, please share. I want to say hello to all our veterans that are in the live feed right now. Kenny Conley, U.S. Army, New York Honor Guard, 78-81. God bless. Paul Barco, I just seen Paul is up. And if you're a veteran and you're on the live feed, please let us know, and we'll make a mention of you live right on the air as we're going along. So the first thing I want to do is I found this great thing, and I want to say thanks to all of our veterans that are here today, still with us, and those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Check this out. I'm going to play this right now. God bless our military. I'm going to stand for this. Please stand. It's very patriotic. Very, very, very patriotic. I really like this medley. If it's playing. Yeah, it's playing. Here we go. I'm not going to be able to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. That's amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the U.S. military, United States Armed Forces medley. Oh, man, that's amazing. It gives me the chills. It just gives me the chills. Folks, you can find that right there on YouTube. And I've saved that. I love that. It's great. Maybe I'll share it so everybody can have that. I want to welcome all our veterans to the show. Reb Ryder, if you'd love to call the show, please do, sir. Love to have you dial in and say hello and stuff like that.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Next. Folks, we also have those who gave the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our country. We do not want to forget those folks in any way, shape, or form. So our good friend Dave Bray did an excellent song, a rendition of his own, where he included Taps with Amazing Grace. It's very touching. It gives me chills. And so to honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we may be free, I thank every last one of you guys, especially those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, so that I can be a blabbermouth on this radio show and speak my mind freely. So far, I have been able to do that. And we are simulcasting right now on rapidfire.caster.fm. So, folks, check it out if you can't get a good signal here. Or head on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. And this is Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Amazing Grace and Taps. Again, I will stand for this song in honor of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. God bless you. God bless your families and those left behind from your ultimate sacrifice on the battlefield. That's the wrong thing, folks. Although that was nice. That's practicing the AR-15 field. Here we go. Taps, Amazing Grace, Dave Bray. Please, if you're in the live feed, please share. This is a very touching episode of Patriot Nation Radio Show. And up next, David Hart, Dead Marine Walking. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm chills. I'm feeling kind of emotionalized here a little bit after that. Because I'm really thankful for our veterans. Something's going on my thing here right now. My keyboard for my Samsung is just crapped out on me. I don't know what's happening. Let me send the number out to our good friend, Mr. Rebel Rider. And we'll get going here. We're going to bring him in also. He's got a great show, and he simulcasts us each week. So we'll have him tell you exactly where to find his show and, you know, to listen. Let's see, 6, 7, 3, 9, 4, 2. There you go, Reb. Thank you so much. I want to say hello to Rob Briner. What's happening? Nice to see you there on the live feed. I want to say hello to Jim Thompson, Jeannie, KC Massey, Kevin, Rory, Hey Shung, Mr. West Doss. What's happening? It's nice to see you and tell your husband I said hello. Larry, Mandy over there in New Zealand. What's happening? Tony Richardson, Linda, Jesse, Flipside, Andy, and of course Kenny Connolly. Connolly, you may remember him from a few episodes back. Thank you for serving. And anybody else here in the live feed who has served our great nation. And today I found out that one of my greatest friends in the face of this planet, Paul, and his wife, Sonny, and their little son, Keith, my godson, are having a baby girl. Dagnabbit! Hallelujah. God is great. Another miracle. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, I'm going to say a quick prayer for our veterans, and I'm going to bring in our featured guest. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving the men and women of our great nation the courage in their early, most formative years of their lives to sacrifice some of them ultimately so that we may be free, that we may maintain our great nation. Thank you, Lord, for granting them this courage. Thank you, Lord, for letting me live in the greatest country on the face of this planet. And please bless our president as the battle continues with the madness of the Democrats on the left. And, Lord, I pray for the Democrats that they may open their eyes and wake up and walk away and join us in the fight for freedom, liberty, and the American way of life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? God, that feels good. Hey, Reb, if you're still there in the live feed, are you calling in with a coded number? Because I see 111111111, and the last time I picked up that number, I got shafted. So you know what? I ain't picking that number up. I'm sorry. If that's you, I'm not picking that number up. I'm going to pick up our featured guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen. He served our great nation. And the Veterans Administration Hospital has actually turned their backs on him. It's really kind of a horrible story. But he did serve our great nation. He is a great American. He had been missing in action for a little while. We haven't heard from him. And, okay, I see Reb is there. I guess that's you with the coded number. It's shielded. Are you calling from some kind of silly number? But, all right, if that's you, I will pick it up. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, our featured guest tonight, Marine and American hero, David Hart, dead Marine walking. Welcome to the show, sir. Thanks once again for coming on and giving us your time. It's been a while. It's been like a year and a half.
Well, it's been a little longer than that. Greetings from Reno, Nevada. Bye-bye, everybody. Been down and out on my luck. Finally was able to get somebody to get on a computer and order me a new phone, which I only get 1 gigabyte a day instead of 5, because I'm a veteran in Nevada.
Right. And they're not treating the veterans there too good. It's a Harry Reid state still, right? As far as I know, Harry Reid's still the crackpot running stuff in the Senate.
Dean Heller. Dean Heller is the biggest liar you ever saw in your life. He turned his back on me under the Whistleblower Protection Act and hung me out to dry. He belongs at Leavenworth Penitentiary for being a communist and a turncoat. He helped sell out America. Okay, but it's Mark
Dean Heller. You heard it right here, folks. You heard it right here on the Patriot Nation Radio, folks. Dean Heller belongs in prison for turning his back on a U.S. Marine who served his country. It's a sickening story.
Okay,
but first, sir, tell us about your service, because this show really is about the service of our veterans, before we get into the horrific story where you're at right now, because it is honorable to serve your nation, and you did serve our nation. So tell folks exactly what you did in the service, where you served, and we thank you for your service. I really do appreciate your service, David. Thank you.
Well, I signed up, delayed entry, went in, put my feet on the Yellow Prince, went through 3 months of boot camp, got out, had pretty easy for the first couple months, so they sent me overseas, from Okinawa, they sent me to my group, combat engineers, to redo the runway at Tania. Then we were handpicked out of a crowd to go to Korea for mountain warfare schooling. And then we went on a mission. I came back to America. Already had one meritorious mass under my belt during guard duty where I caught people breaking and entering in the chow hall, but yet I was never meritoriously promoted, which set off my staff sergeant of the, and he asked questions. And basically, we were told I couldn't get promoted to affirmative action. I went on to there after I went overseas, did my jobs over there, come back to America. I put under G4, special programs. I worked under the camouflage pattern painting program where I sprayed lead paint for over 2 years in the Marine Corps. I earned 8 more meritorious masses, a total of 5 letters of appreciation, 5 letters of recognition for traveling up and down the California Western Seaboard, spray painting military vehicles and making combat ready so that whoever drove those vehicles had an extra 2 seconds of life behind the wheel before they got attacked. Come find out, I'm in handling lead paint. My meritorious masses, they say I pandered according to the directives, but I've run into so many college-educated people since 2010 that suddenly developed severe retardation and can't see the truth in front of them. I got lucky.
Now, you were breathing in all this lead paint, and they didn't provide breathers and respirators while you're spray painting with lead paint. They just let you spray away with nothing?
Right. When we had our pictures taken for the Stars and Stripes magazine, they made us go down and pay for a cotton mask out of our pockets until we got our program up and running to where we could have our own pattern painting program unit with a budget. And then that's when we started ordering these cotton masks. But according to the directors, I found out we were supposed to be under oxygen.
Right. Now you got out of the Marines. You got out of the Marines, right? That's what your branch was, the Marines, sir?
I was released from the Marine Corps legally blind. I kept my military ID, my military driver's license, my commercial license for military vehicles and my civilian license, but they released me legally blind, didn't tell me shit, and I went out in the world and I worked until I came down with some kind of disease. I didn't know what was wrong with me. Then I found out that it turned out that my cancer was kind of sarcoma that they hid for 2 years and 8 months by altering my blood test. When my bone cancer specialist put in ink for me, that was proof that they went out of their way to murder me off, to deny me my rights. They went out of their way, went to Dean Heller's office. I just let him know what was going on at the VA, blowing the whistle, and that's when Dean Heller turned his back. It was such chaos that I can't even get my C file. I'm 61 years old. I can't get at home help. I can barely walk. I can't see. Nobody should live like I am right now. I mean, Veterans Day came and gone. Nobody came to my door to help me, check on me, nothing. Everybody here, from the governor all the way down to the lieutenant governor, our attorney general, Adam Laxalt, he turned his back. Lieutenant governor turned his back on me. The governor turned his back on me. Mark Hammaday, Dr. Joe Heck, the congressman out of Vegas. I've had so many people turn their back in this state. Yeah, my salt is. Huh?
So now you were. You were in the Marines. You were painting these military vehicles, breathing in the lead paint, and you got sick, and you went to the Reno Veterans Administration medical facility.
Yeah.
And when you went to this medical facility and you were getting checked on by the doctor, what happened over there?
During the time from 2006 to 2010, I was sexually assaulted twice. I've been hit on by the ex-director, Dr. Kirk, all the way down to shrink, Dr. Johnson, when he blew up when I had a female POA. He went nuts in there. He blew up. What the hell? I didn't know David Hart got married and stuff. That was my POA, just a woman I had with me. I'm not gay. Never been gay, never will be gay. Gay is an abomination. People need to start reading the Bible a little more closely. I think it's sick. The hell I've gone through, I mean, I can't even get Section 8 because all the illegal aliens have it booked up. And if you think that's bad, I got a lady down, three doors down from me. She's 74 years old, only gets $700 a month Social Security check. But she can't even get Section 8 because the illegal aliens got that book. Where's my America's right? I don't have any. I'm an American. I have no rights in this country.
I want to brief the folks real fast what's happening here in case they didn't get it. David went to the VA facility in Nevada, and members, doctors, and one I believe was the director, right, David?
Yeah. Asked me to have gay sex with him, my health care would be better. That's
so when he turned down the gay sexual encounter with the director of the Reno VA hospital, everything went downhill and turned from there. Everything David tried to do from that point on was denied. Tell the story after you denied this gentleman with the gay sexual encounter. What happened to you medically? The senators and the governor and all the politicians in Reno have turned their back on them. And they believe this doctor, and they have shunned the dead Marine walking, David Hart. And we'll tell you how you can watch. He's got a video out on the YouTube that you can see. We'll tell you how to find that also. So go ahead, David. Tell him what happened.
I go in for an appointment. I get bumped because the gay nurse practitioner had sex with somebody, and they were going to give him hemorrhoid cream and take care of him before my chondrosarcoma. I've been accused of being on heroin, meth, cocaine, barbiturates. I mean, you name everything out there on the market, I've been doing it, they say. But yet my veins stick out so bad that all the vampires, abominous, they love me because I get the newbies to stick me because my veins are so humongous. If I was a junkie, my veins would not be popping out. I don't do that shit.
Right.
The only thing I do is smoke weed for pain meds. They cut me off pain meds 4 times.
Right.
First time for 2 years and 8 months till my bone cancer was rediscovered. You can trace my torn rotator cuff back to 2006. Because there's two references in there in my medical file relating to that. But the ex-director, Dr. Kirk, and the chief of staff, Steve Bryant, deleted a bunch of stuff out of my file. I'm not even on full Social Security. I'm only on disability of $1,200 a month. I can't live on that. I still go a week without food at times. It's rough.
Right.
People say it back. And yet I've never seen a veteran being treated this way.
If you remember back a while back during the Obama administration, they had death lists, and they had people that they would deny benefits for because, they might be just too terminally ill, so we don't want to treat them anymore, and they just kind of put them in a room and let them die. and they got busted.
Well,
one of the biggest culprits was Arizona, and it was pretty horrifying. So really, this isn't an isolated case. I think they've done this many times before, and you just got on this list by this crackpot doctor who was propositioning you for homosexual encounters. Maybe, I think.
Oh, it's right now, but where I am right now, if one of those homosexuals would come up and hit on me again, I'd be in prison for murder because he would meet his maker. Because I ain't putting up shit no more. I've had too many people turn their backs on me. You know, it's to the point now, I even had a nurse lead me in the hallway and tell me to open my eyes to find my own way out. She stranded me in the damn hallway. Another nurse had to come out, leave her patient, come out and help me get out of the building. That's how bad I'm treated.
I have a couple of friends on the live feed that are watching, and they have said, God bless you and thank you for your service and thank you for sharing your story, and that they are sorry to hear about how you're being treated. That's from my friend Mark and Mel down here in the Sunshine State.
It's to the point now, I'm so used to learning this, and what two people come by here, I just can't trust anybody anymore because everybody's out to screw you over. I mean, I've never seen such.
The fact that people would take advantage of others who can't see, who can hardly walk, and are suffering, who have served our country, and try to take advantage of these people. Folks, we can't allow that.
Oh, yeah.
And then you wonder why there's other factors as to why there are 22 a day. It isn't just because of what happened on the battlefield. Sometimes it's what happens when they get off the battlefield and they need the help and they can't get it because the VA is so screwed up. And, folks, call the VA administration, tell them to snap out of it. They're supposed to be fixing this. I thought the president was doing all he can to help the veterans and fix the VA thing that's happening. The disorganization and the corruption within the VA. But I don't know what's happening because David Hart's still suffering. I first heard David's story like 3 or 4 years ago when he first came on the show.
I'm not even supposed
to be
alive now.
And he's been begging for help the whole time.
Yeah.
Begging for help.
Getting up. I can't believe so many people turn their backs. Then we got a World War
II
veteran at the Reno VA. He can't even get help to get into his car, let alone out of his car. I mean, they treat us so rotten there, but if I was an illegal alien, they'd roll a stinking red carpet up. But now check this out. I can't get help from VAB, Veteran Service Organization, because they're too busy housing and keeping child pedophiles in houses while I'm suffering.
It's crazy.
The form
it's unbelievable. That's one of the things I have a problem with, this damn caravan that's rolling up. It's going to be here tomorrow or the next day. These folks are expecting to come here and get the very benefits that our veterans are supposed to be getting. They get the housing. They get the medical. They get to send their kids to school. They get welfare. They get everything they need for breaking the law. And this guy puts his ass on the line, joins the military to protect our freedoms, and he's dying and they won't help him. It's freaking disgusting. It horrifies me. Do you have any kind of donation pages or PayPals or anything if folks wanted to donate to you, David?
No, I had a couple people that were going to start that, but they turned their back on me. I mean,
I have a PayPal. I don't know if folks would donate to my PayPal, and I would send the money to you. I don't know if folks would do that. People, like you said, you can't trust anybody, and I don't expect anybody to trust me. But, folks, I'll post my PayPal account, and if you want to donate to David, throw some money on my PayPal, and I'll mail it to him. You know, I don't have anything there. It's an empty account. I'll post it. It's $2.
For me,
you'll get him a cup of coffee on a Sunday morning, for Christ's sakes. Whatever.
I mean, I've even had a Patriot writer that I used to work with out at the steel mill. He even turned his back on me. The Veteran Service Organization will not help me because I don't have a criminal record. I do not have a criminal record. My background is so clean. I earned a post 9/11 secret clearance pre-Obama. That's how clean my background is. but yet I can't get a DAV, American Legion, or the Veteran Service Organization to step up and help me because they're too busy helping criminals in the state of Nevada. They're housing four convicted child pedophiles in the back of Lemon Valley, paying $1,100 each for them to live in a house. And then they're paying for them to go to stinking college, too. But yet, they won't help me at all. What happened to having a great background all your life?
I'm gonna post my PayPal on my radio page. And if folks want to donate, I'll take the money and I'll send it to David Hart. I promise I will do that. I know that I got some fans of mine that are still expecting some bumper stickers. And you know what? I have 5,000 of these bumper stickers. They say, thanks, Obama, for 8 disastrous years. A fan of ours had these bumper stickers. He thought he was going to sell them. He bought thousands, and he sold like 10. So I got 5,000 of these, and I give them away free. If you just private message me your address, I'll send you 5 bumper stickers. I have 3 folks that are still waiting. I'm horrible. But please, I always honor my commitment. That's what I do. That's what I do. I committed my life to my wife. I got 26 years with my wife. When I commit, I commit. I'm all in. I'm all in. So.
I've been trying to go to Renown Cancer Ward here at Renown Hospitals. I've been in talks with just one cancer nurse, and everybody down there knows me, but I don't have the $75 cash off the visit on top of my Medicaid and Medicare. Now, I paid in all my life. I can't even get my real Social Security because they withheld all kinds of evidence. I refiled. They shit-canned it. I should be at $2,100 a month, full Social Security. I've been going to Renown. I would not even walk into the VA. But I, for an American to go through what I have been going through, President Obama needs to be swinging from the yardarm of the USS Constitution, along with Vice President Biden and Hillary Clinton, and then for our Boston Tea Parties, round up everybody in Congress and everybody in the Senate and march their asses into the Boston Harbor and let them swim until they sink. That is our Boston Tea Party. Is anybody up for it? Because it's time that we take America back where we need to take it back from, and that's by getting rid of our communist government. Our congressmen and our senators are all are communists, and we need to march them into the Boston Harbor and let them drown. They deserve it. That's about it for me. That's how I feel.
David, I'm getting right now ready to post my PayPal information on the live feed, and if we get a few dollars, we'll send them to you. That's the least we can
do. Cool. At least I'll be able to buy clothes instead of having to have help and go dumpster dive. My body won't let me dumpster dive anymore. That's where all the clothes I have on my back come from now, except for my underwear. And I'm lucky enough; I got a church to buy me a thing of underwear.
So, folks,
I guess
my PayPal is paypal.me/Patriot Nation Radio. Patriot Nation Radio. I left that part off on the thing there. I'm going to put it back in. It's paypal.me/Patriot Nation. Let me put that back up. paypal.me/Patriot Nation Radio. All right, folks? And I will send every dime to David Hart, dead Marine walking, so that he doesn't have to dumpster dive. Why would a former military member who served our country be dumpster diving for clothing and stuff like that? Come on, that's crazy. So again, folks, let's get something going for David Hart. And I got a guest on the line, David, also, who has a radio show, and I'm going to bring him in and let him join us. He's Rev Ryder. I don't know if you heard of him. He's got a great show. He simulcasts our show all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. A counterpart, fellow radio man, Rev Ryder. What's happening, Rev?
Mark, can you hear me all right?
We can hear you. David, right. Say hello to Reb. Reb, say hello to David.
David,
howdy,
good
sir.
Good to hear you, sir. If you lived in South Dakota, brother, you would be well cared for. They really take care of the veterans here.
I can't even go to Cal. I can't go no place. I'm almost housebound. I do a little walking, but I don't have two dimes after 3 days after payday to rub together. I mean,
that's wrong.
But in the Leland gets a goddamn carpet rolled out for him. a child pedophile gets well taken care of, but some of the clean background and the record I've got is so clean. And I set records in the Marine Corps, 9 meritorious masses in 3 years, 5 letters of appreciation, 5 letters of recognition. I was never promoted meritoriously. I should have been in E6. I'd have signed a 20-year contract because I love the Marine Corps. It's the best thing in the world I'd ever go to. I love the Marine Corps. I still speak highly of it today.
Amen. So, Reb, tell folks a little bit about Rapid Fire Radio and your show and how folks can find it real quick. And then we'll talk a little bit more with David.
Well, you can find me. And right now we're streaming your show, Mark, on rapidfire.caster.fm worldwide on the Mutual Independent Viking Network. We've been on the air about 4 years, and we're still at it. So that's what we do. And we have networked with Brian Lang and John Lamb and a few of those other patriots out there, as well as yourself, Mark. And I consider it a very honor to be on your show tonight.
Thank you. It's always an honor to be simulcast on your show. I want to say hello to George Colella watching on the live feed. Thanks, George, so much for going down to Broward County and standing when folks can't or won't stand, and making the presence of a conservative known very loudly. You guys did a great job. I want to thank you so much. And, George, if you're going to be doing Reefs Across America again this year, please come on the show. I already told my wife that December 15th I'll be at Bushnell Cemetery, and I'll be donating a wreath in the name of Patriot Nation Radio and the network. So that's going to be fun stuff. Wreaths Across America is doing great things, and they are getting bigger and bigger. They are nationwide, and pretty soon, man, if we really work hard, we can put a wreath at every stone of every veteran that ever gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we can be free. That would be amazing. I'll be out there this year for Reads Across America, Bushnell National Cemetery in Florida. Regardless, I'm going this year. This year I'll be there. I don't care. If it kills me, I'm going. I got to go. All right, so David, what's next for you? You're not able to go see the doctor, so now you're just at home with this small amount of pay coming in each month with no pain medication. Nothing like that, so you have to turn to, like, pot to kill the pain? Is that what you're saying? Now you have to smoke weed in order to kill the pain because no one will help you.
Yeah. It's low-grade weed, but it does help a little bit. But most of all, is I give most of my pain to the dear Lord because I'll be seeing him soon. The bad problem is I'm going to be sold in a cardboard casket. I don't deserve it.
Well, somehow, some way, we got to get you full military honors for your burial. You can't be put in a cardboard box. That's ridiculous. We got to make sure that you're buried with honor. Somehow, some way, folks in Nevada, somebody has got to help David Hart have an honorable burial when his time comes. That is ridiculous that a man would be thinking of going into a cardboard box upon his death, as the VA turns their back on. And he's got cancer, and he's dying because of his service of painting military vehicles. This is horrific. It's a horrific injustice. As the caravan approaches our border, here they come. Come on in. Bull crap. We got to stand up to these turds, and we can't let these people in. We can't let anybody in. If you're not coming here legally, you don't get in. And not till every veteran and every child in America is in a comfortable place to live, sleep, and eat. This sounds like socialism. Socialism, if you're helping Americans, It's socialism when you give free stuff to everybody who don't deserve it. But our veterans and our children homeless, and these people come across our border breaking our laws, some of them carrying massive amounts of drugs. And the veterans got, like David, got to worry about being buried in a cardboard box. That's bullshit. We can't stand for that. We should all be very angry right now that this is even a thought. If you're not angry, there's something wrong. No veteran should ever have to go through this. Never should a veteran have to go through this. It's unbelievable. I'm angry. Lord have mercy.
Most people, they'd rather be a socialist communist, is what I figured out. Is they all want somebody to tell them what to do. It's basically socialism. I go three blocks up the street to get my senior box of food, which half the stuff I can't eat. I push it back to here, three blocks away, and I can barely get my door because I hurt so much with pain I cry, and I can't get nobody to help me. I got to burn my eyes out because I hurt so damn bad. And people just wander by and kind of like laugh at you. You know?
John, I got someone in the live. Hold on. John, no, you would not support the corrupt, tyrannical government. Support our veterans who are suffering and who are homeless. Help the American people first. We got to help America first. The American people need to be helped first before we help any. And as far as the heroin trade goes, John, that's why we're in Afghanistan guarding the poppy field. Yes. And there's a lot of corruption that runs through our government from one end to the other. And half the reason we fight these wars is to test our new fun weapons. I mean, there's a lot of crazy things that goes on with our government. But it's our government, it's our country, and we have to support it and stand up for it. Because I sure as hell ain't going to any other country to stand up for it. I ain't like these crazy Hondurans trying to bust down our borders and waving a Honduras flag. If they were screaming USA, USA, and carrying an American flag, I might have a second opinion. But right now, they can't come here, and I don't support a tyrannical government. I support the government that our forefathers put ahead in the Constitution that supported freedom, liberty, and American way of life. And that's it. And if people don't like it, they don't want to have the Constitution. They don't want to have this document that's kept this country to grace that's been in it forever. Then the hell with it. You know, what could I say? God bless America. It's the greatest country around. And I'm born here and I'm raised here and I will die here and I will defend here. I'll never be a refugee. I'll never be a refugee. You'll never see an American refugee unless it's a hurricane victim going to live in another town for a couple weeks while his house is being fixed. That's the only refugee I'll ever be. I'll never be a refugee and go, well, let me go to Syria and see if they'll take me. And let me live there free and have a nice house and all this food and car and job and medical. I'm never going to be a refugee and try to seek refuge in Russia. You know what I'm saying? I'll never be a refugee. Where would I refugee my ass to? Canada? I don't think so. I'm going to stand here and I'm going to with my brother shoulder to shoulder and fight for our great nation until I'm either dead or free again so that everybody can be free. Behind me and that dies behind me. You know, this crap, there's drugs, and there's trafficking of children. There's assault on women in this caravan. This caravan is a joke. And they set up this gigantic tent city to process these people. Why don't they set up a gigantic tent city for the veterans who are homeless? Why don't they set up a gigantic tent city? I'm so pissed off at what's happening right now. It's unbelievable. And David Hart's worrying about being buried in a cardboard box. That's ridiculous. And these assholes are coming here trudging 2,000 miles to disrupt our country and start some shit. Screw that. I'm so thankful for those who are making a stand on the border. I'm thankful because I can't do it. And they are there, and they're there for all of us. They're not there for anybody but Americans. If you're not proud of that, man, I don't know what the hell's going on. This is no borders, no country. That's it. We have a system. Follow it. That's it. It's that simple. To follow the rules. I follow the rules. I try, you know, okay, I break the law. I speed sometimes, you know. I don't put my blinker on. Every once in a while, I might toss a piece of paper out on the ground. Damn it, I hate when I do that. I scream at my wife when she litters out the window. Nobody's perfect. But these people, some of these people coming across in this damn caravan are not desirable folks that we want here. If you know anything about Long Island and how overrun with MS-13 gang members it is and heroin, it's disgusting. I don't even want to go back there. I got family there. But it's a war zone. It's like, might as well, it's a ghetto now. The whole Long Island is like one gigantic ghetto of heroin and MS-13 maniacs. Who the hell wants to live like that? I don't want to live like that. Steve Ronopek's son, killed. Jameel Shaw's son, killed. Laura Iris Wilkerson's son, killed. Kate Steinle, murdered. By people who shouldn't be here. Prevent them. So now we're supposed to kowtow to them and make them welcome. Oh, we feel so sorry for you. But that veteran over there drunk on the street corner, screw him. No, I'm sorry. I got to help that guy over there before I help anybody who's going to come here breaking our law. They don't call it illegal immigration for nothing. It's illegal for a reason. We have laws and we have rules and you got to follow them. That's it. Ain't it that simple, Red? Reb, ain't that simple?
Hello?
Sorry, I got off on a rant. My guest is silent.
I just like to say that my video's out on YouTube under David Hart / Walking Dead Marine Story. Please see it. Drive the numbers up. Maybe it'll hit national news. If you got a spare time, email the WhiteHouse.com, WhiteHouse.gov, and say, why aren't you helping David Hart of Reno, Nevada? I've had people try to put my plea out for Trump on Twitter. It never makes Twitter, so, and I'm told it never will by a few people that do Twitter stuff. But WhiteHouse.gov, and that's about it. Just watch my video on YouTube, pretty please. Help! You're not only going to save my life by driving the bus up, you're going to save more veterans than you realize. There are 20 other veterans. Pardon?
So that's David Hart / Dead Marine Walking on YouTube?
Yes.
So, folks, go check out that video. David Hart / Dead Marine Walking on YouTube. And you'll hear the whole story. We've got a video out there. The real deal. This is what's happening to some of the veterans in our country, and it sickens me. On Veterans Day, here's a guy worrying about one day when it's his turn to meet the Lord being buried in a cardboard box. That's bullshit. That makes me angry. But I think we got some folks here on the live feed and on the broadcast tonight, David, that we fired them up a little bit, and they're going to be fighting for you. You know? So, Reb, what do you think? What do you think about this caravan, Reb? Are you there yet? Are you back?
Yeah, I'm here. And
I went on a rant.
No, that's fine. If you want to come into this country, do it legally. You know? Follow the rules, follow our flag, follow the Constitution, or don't come in at all. And where are we coming up with this thing about these people are poor, helpless people? If they're poor, helpless people, how the hell did they get as far as they did? Somebody had to help. They couldn't have walked all the way from Honduras or wherever they came from. You got to
right.
be part
That's
of,
what I said.
Of America and enjoy the benefits and not come to this land and think you're entitled to everything. If we can't do it anywhere else, where we go? We can't do it, and they can't do it. They know they can't. And I just know that you better arm yourselves, Americans. And I don't condone violence, but you better be in defensive mode and do the right thing. And the right thing is to help a Marine that somehow has the folks turning their back on. And that's not a good thing. I'm surprised to hear it. Then again, I'm not surprised to hear it. You know what I mean?
Check it out. If you guys are on the live feed, I'm going to do this real fast. Get ready. This is what you need to do if you come here. When you come here to this country, you need to do this. I'm going to stand for this one, folks.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Hurrah!
There you go. So if you're going to come to this country, make sure you learn that and follow it and obey it. Live by it. You know what I'm saying? This radio stuff sure is fun. I really like it. I feel like I'm doing a service and I'm trying to help and I'm spreading the word and I'm bringing the truth. It's really important. And I thank all the people who tune in every week and listen to my show two nights a week. I thank all of you guys. I thank you, Reb, for always simulcasting us. And, of course, I want you to give out all your simulcasting information, all your radio information one more time.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. We're in Rapid Valley, South Dakota, 25 miles east of legendary Sturgis, South Dakota, and we are broadcasting with our own live stream 24/7 at rapidfire.caster.fm. And we're fighting for freedom along with Mark Hoffman, Brian Lang, John Lamb, and Lazaro Essenaro, and on and on. I can name them all night long. And we are a huge network across this country. And you're not going to get it anywhere but on alternative media. You're not going to get it without listening to Mark Hoffman. You're not going to get it without listening to Brian Lang and all the rest of us, as well as myself. So keep listening to rapidfire.caster.fm. We do simulcast the Patriot Radio Nation show. Mark Hoffman is doing an excellent job. I couldn't ask for a better friend, and I haven't even met the guy, but it's just one of these things once again. Okay? Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. There you have it, folks. And David, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. I hope I was able to help a little bit. I think that what's happening to you, of course, is crazy. And, you know, I've always been on your side and trying to do something to try and get somebody to listen to you. Hopefully this time some folks listen and maybe we can get $20 to you or something and we can make some noise and scream and yell and maybe they can hear us. Because, folks, Dean Heller turned his back on America and its veterans over in Nevada. David Hart won. David, thank you so much for coming on. Stay in touch. Rapidfire.caster.fm. Rapidfire Radio, folks. That's Reb. You just heard him right here on the show. Thanks again, Reb. I mean, Reb.
My pleasure, Mark.
Got a great show. David, again, thank you. Please stay in touch with me and stay on the line. I want to finish up paying a little more tribute to our veterans as we head out to this to the.
God bless you.
Great airwaves in the sky. Yeah. I'm having some kind of pop-up coming up on my PC. I don't know, I hope it's not getting affected as I'm doing the show. I think it is. I think it's getting slammed. But first, what I want to do is I want to go over our upcoming schedule. A little slim and trim right now, but I got shows all the way to the 26th. No problem. No big back up like that. One of our guests has the show on in the background. I was echoing horribly back at me, so I had to put you guys on hold, but you're still there. Please don't go away. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Garrow's watching. Make sure you head on and search him out. He's doing some great things, too. He's going to be playing a great character here soon, so check out Jim Garrow as soon as you get a chance, and maybe one day he'll come on the show. I would really appreciate it. I've been asking him for a long, long time to come on the show. Folks, head on over to Jim Garrow's page and tell him, come on Patriot Nation Radio. This guy, he was up in Canada, and he had on his laptop some anti-Islam stuff, and they got him smuggling hate speech. Unbelievable. Smuggling hate speech? Because you're an American and you had something on a laptop. So you go over that border, freedom of speech is gone, folks. You leave this country, the Constitution don't cover you. You know, this guy, smuggling hate speech. What a crazy, crazy thing. That's Jim Garrow. Folks, I got Thursday, CPS kidnapping. They've taken this young boy, and they are forcing chemotherapy on him, and it's really crazy. His name is Nicholas. We will be speaking with them Thursday, the 15th, about their case. This poor kid had given him, the doctor cleared him, said no cancer. CPS didn't like that answer, so they came and they got the kid and they're forcing chemotherapy on him. So that's a crazy story, and that's coming up. We'll be covering a little bit more of the Vegas situation on the 19th. There's some developments and some investigations and things going on out there. People still trying to find the truth. We'll be talking about that on the 19th because Vegas is what's going on down there is a mess. And, of course, throughout all this, I'll be doing updates on the election crap here in the Sunshine State. As you know, the count is on. They're still counting. The machines are counting right now. And if they get down to less than 0.25%, then they're going to do a hand recount. All the officials that I've been hearing are saying that it's not going to change anything. We had a flip in the agricultural secretary position here, Ms. Reed beating out Mr. Caldwell now, which is odd because, I don't know, they're finding all these ballots and they're finding all these things, and none of them are Republicans. They're all Democrats. Go figure. Who knows? But that's what's happening right now. They're digging up all these ballots from all over the place, and they're all Democrats. So it's kind of weird. It's kind of crazy what's happening. So, but that's going to be Thursday, the 15th. No, that's the 19th. Then Thanksgiving won't be having a show. And then on the 26th, we'll be joined by Walk Away Florida. You may have seen the hashtag Walk Away campaign, Brandon Strocker. Well, it's nationwide. It's all 50 states. And we will have Walk Away Florida on the show, along with Stop the Steal. You may have heard those guys. We did a show with Stop the Steal Saturday, a quick show, right from the protest at the Broward County Board of Elections office. This crazy lady down there doing all kinds of illegal things. They're breaking the law. No one's going to jail because they're Democrats. Democrats don't go to jail. So that's Walk Away Florida with Stop the Steal. And I think maybe we're going to bring in possibly Fred Schneider, James Neighbors of Overpass for America, and start organizing a nationwide Walk Away Stop the Steal campaign in conjunction with Overpasses for America and Patriot Nation Radio. Because these folks, they want to walk away and they want to go somewhere that's good and wholesome and real. And we got to show these folks that we're not violent, that we're not sexist, we're not misogynist, we're not homophobic, we're not Islamophobic. We just love America, we hate corruption, and we like freedom. That's it. So with that, folks, I want to thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in. And this is one of the parts of the show. This, again, many, many men and women have fought and died for our country and our flag. And again, I want to thank our veterans, each and every one of you, for your service and your sacrifice to our great country and putting it all on the line so that I can blab and go on my rants and talk so much my guests disappear on on the line. So with that, I want to say, you know, thank you. I love you guys, and I never served. My dad served, my father served in the Korean War as a Navy veteran. God bless him. I never served. I wish I served. But for those who did, thank you. And this is the Star Spangled Banner. It's performed by my good friend, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Get your copy right now of the Storyteller Edition, Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. It's doing very well. And he's actually doing some stuff with Jennifer Hudson and J. Hud Productions. So this is Star Spangled Banner. It's performed by our good friend, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Rise and join me right after this message. Here we go. Thank you. DaveRayUSA.com. Get your copy today. God bless you. God bless America. Thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in every week. That's because without you, there is no show. I want to thank my guests tonight, David Hart and Reb Ryder, who simulcasts our show all the time. I want to thank him so much because, you know, we're getting the word out. We're getting the message out. We're spreading the message. That's rapidfire.caster.fm, folks. Head on out to that site and listen. He's got a great show. You can catch his live feeds. He does live feeds every once in a while, too, on the Facebook. Check him out, Reb Ryder. And, of course, thank you again, David Hart. With that, I say good night. God bless you. God bless America. God bless all of our vets, past, present, and future. Good night.